made it about forgiveness.
Let's bow our heads, we would have prayed. And you remember my voice. God will give me a strong voice to speak His word. I'd like to call Brother Chesa and ask him to pray. God's blessing upon the word.
Amen. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful this evening to be gathering right here in your presence. Lord, I remember that time when your servant Moses was on top of that mountain, standing before the pillar of fire. He understood, Lord, where he was standing. He got convinced, Lord. He removed his shoes, Lord, and had to listen, Lord, to the voice of Almighty God, giving him a commission, Lord, a work that was supposed to be done in that day. And Heavenly Father, here we're standing also, Lord, not looking on a natural place, but Lord, our eyes are getting in the Spirit, Lord, and seeing, Lord, where we're standing, the promises of this hour. Lord, I pray, may the Almighty God come, Father, and to speak, O God, to your children that are commissioning, Lord, God, in this end time. Father, may we be convinced, I pray. Lord, may we stand up, Lord, on our feet. Lord, moving, Lord, to possess the land. Lord, in this end time that we're living here. Heavenly Father, we commit, Lord, the preaching of the word tonight into your hands, O God. Father, may you come in a mighty way. Heavenly Father, God, to do the impossible. Father, may you have a paradox tonight. Lord, in the voice of the brother here. Lord Jesus, we see what the devil is trying to do. But you believe, oh God, in the one that specializes in paradoxes, Lord. Heavenly Father, you can give a new voice. Heavenly Father, we just pray. Lord God Almighty, where there's no voice, you can give a voice. Oh God, I just pray. Lord, that blessings and honor may be given unto you, Jesus. Oh Lord God, may you pray for that, Lord, the Spirit of Almighty God will now come and brood over your word. Father, take the minister today. Father, put him aside. And Lord, may you speak, oh God. Father, at the end of the service, Lord, we are going to realize, Lord, the Almighty God, one that is right here. Lord, who is speaking and who is hearing at the same time. Come, I pray, Lord, we commit these things into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Let's turn to St. John 11. Very familiar scripture. We want to look at it a little bit. I heard the brothers singing a little while ago. I'm the resurrection and the life. How true that is. And we want to begin from verse 19. It's a very beautiful story. From verse 1 to 19, it lays the background for our text here this evening. It shows the circumstances that existed and how it developed, and it became to such a dark hour in the home of Martha and Mary. That was the type of this age. And from verse 20 to verse 44 shows the coming of Jesus and the revelation of himself being given to the living ones and bringing them to the resurrection of the sleeping bride. Amen. So that's where we want to look at it. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. What did she hear? She heard that Jesus was coming. What have we heard in this hour? That Jesus is coming. Amen. And the seventh seal holds the mystery of his coming, the coming of the Lord. And Martha heard that Jesus was coming. Seven thunders holds the mystery of the coming of the Lord. What a message that Martha heard in that dark hour. Jesus was coming. Amen. She went out to meet him. You hear a message like that, it makes you want to meet him. But Mary sat in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She was thinking about the event. She only knew the resurrection as an event. But Jesus had to shake her away from that to let her see the resurrection is a person. Amen. Because whether the dead raised this afternoon, whether the dead is raised this afternoon or tomorrow or next week, don't matter when it raised or in the second resurrection, it's only one person could raise the dead. Amen. It's he himself. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And he challenged her faith. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, who should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Notice something. They had heard Jesus was coming. It never moved Mary. She sat in the house. But Martha, when she met him, when she saw him, when she spoke to him, when she had a revelation, he had already come. She spoke to Mary. She didn't say Jesus was coming. She said, the Master is come and call it for thee. Amen. That message moved her. Not Jesus was coming. No, the Master is come and call it for thee. Glory. As soon as she had heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. After he comes and before the resurrection, there's a place where the living saints is meeting with him. Hallelujah. And in that place, he is revealing, I am the resurrection and the life. Glory! The Jews then, who were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep, dear. But they didn't know she heard a message saying the Master is come. No weeping time, praising time. Glory. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him. If you want to see him, you have to go where he is. You have to meet him in the place where he's revealing himself. She fell down at his feet saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself coming to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. The sleeping saints were sealed up in a tomb, had a seal for the voice of the resurrection. Glory was here to bring them out in that hour. Amen. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people who stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. May the Lord add his precious blessing in the reading of his word. You may have a seat.
Amen.
I want to take for a little title, the Master is come and call it for thee. Amen.
Amen.
And for a little subject, meeting with Jesus in the only provided place before the resurrection. Amen. And we want to look especially at some of the experiences of the living saints. Amen. In the hour when the Master has put in his appearance, while he's meeting with the living ones, who he's revealing to them, he has come for the resurrection. That is why he's come. He's come to raise the sleeping dead. Amen. And you know in the background of the story what had happened. Bible said that Jesus had went away for a little while. And we want to take it like a little drama this evening, so even the little ones could understand it. But we know that in this St. John 11, the prophet tied it into the seventh seal, because he said the same voice that raised Lazarus from the dead is the same voice that's going to raise up the sleeping saints. Amen. But we realize that when Jesus had appeared on the scene, he had come for a purpose, and a voice was announcing his coming, because Martha heard Jesus was coming.
So there had to be a voice speaking, announcing the coming of the Lord. Behold, he comes quickly. He was coming with a purpose. He was coming under the power of a vision. Amen. Lazarus was sick. You know, and the history says Lazarus used to be a scribe. He used to work in the temple. He had a very nice penmanship, a good handwriting. And he used to copy the scriptures, make nice clear copies. He didn't have no printing press in them days. So look, they look for people with good handwriting. Amen. And you know, he used to work day and night. He was so dedicated to his work, and especially in the hour when he recognized the light of the prophet had come at the end of the Old Testament and had introduced the Messiah. Amen. And he had recognized his day. He had recognized his message. And he wanted to do all that he could do to make sure that the people in that hour had the word, that they could understand from the scriptures what was taking place. Because Jesus kept saying, search the scriptures, search the scriptures. So Lazarus, he was dedicated to his work. And you know, he lost many hours of sleep. And maybe he had a virus or something going around. And he picked up this virus, began to run a high fever. And they had some of the best doctors coming in to check him. And his condition just kept going worse and worse. Well, he threw his sisters into a concern about his health. Not just that he wanted to go back and do his job, but because they had cared for him and they loved him so much. You know, and they kept saying, if only the Lord was here. Finally, one day, after the doctor tried all that they could, he walked back outside. He said, I'm sorry. He's becoming very delirious. He's having nightmares. The fever has gone to his head. There's nothing we can do to get the fever down. Maybe you could find your friend Jesus. He may do something for him. Because I was doctoring some other patients one time, and I couldn't help them. And they went to Jesus. And when I checked back the patients, they was well. So maybe if you find Jesus, he might help you. Well, them girls called one of the servants. They said, look, take Lazarus' horse. His vehicle is transportation he used for his work. Because he go around the country delivering all these scrolls. And see if we get out there as quickly as you could. We understand he's having a campaign. Somewhere find the countryside. He said, go quickly. Tell him his friend, whom he loves, is sick and at the point of death. Tell him, come quickly. That is a desperate situation. Tell him we're sorry to bother him at such an important time. Because we know how he spoke about those meetings. But tell him that we don't have no one else to turn to. Amen. He will understand. So the servant went riding day and night. And as the evening sun was setting, he rode right into the meeting. And the master was now still in discernment. He had been blasting the organization. He'd been revealing himself in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Because you know, in Jerusalem and in Judea,
He ceased having them big meetings because they tried to stone him the last time. So he went where he was accepted. And was having a good meeting. And you know, the servant came riding. Well, Peter and a couple of the brothers, they saw the way he ride in the yard. So they say, wait a minute. You know, you can't just ride in here like that. You can knock down little children. He said, no, it's an urgent message. I'm doing all that the transportation will allow me to do. Amen. He said, come here as fast as I could. I have an urgent message for the master. He said, well, you can't disturb him right now. And I could see Jesus turn around. And he saw something going on. And then he turned back to the congregation. And he kept going through the prayer line. So after a while, they had the man to sit down, rest a little bit. And he said, Master, he said, Martha and Mary, they tell me to come here as urgent as I could. Your friend Lazarus is at the point of death. They said, come right now. They have no one else to turn to. And while they're talking to him, still under the anointing, I could see him like with watery eyes. And he look off some in the distance. And maybe a vision begin to break. Hallelujah. Well, when he look out there, he saw himself standing in Bethany, in the little town. And he saw Martha coming out to meet him. And in the vision, he seen himself by a tomb. Amen. And a resurrection taking place. And then he kind of come back down here. I said, all right. Go ahead. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The boy looked disappointed. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't understand that. Well, he jumped on his horse. Because Jesus walked away. I went with the brothers to take a rest and have supper. Amen. So he rode back all night wondering. What kind of response is that? He came back and Mary and they were all by the gate. And the sun coming the distance. And then the countenance changed. Jesus wasn't with him. So when he came, they said, didn't you find him? He said, yes, I found him. Isn't he coming? He says, well, I told him, I gave him the message. He repeated the message. He said, isn't this the message you told me to give him? He said, a strange thing happened. I was talking to him like he wasn't even paying no attention to me. His eyes was all watery. And then he just tell me, okay, go ahead. He mumbled some kind of thing, saying his sickness is not unto death. And if I remember the words right, he says something about him being glorified by it. Amen. Hallelujah. My, it was a strange situation. So they tried to have courage. Mary was sobbing away. And same time a group of people came coming through the gate with the little candles and some biscuit and coffee. You know, and some embalming fluids and these things. And they said, don't mind that, dearie. We know you leave the church to follow this prophet. But it's all right. If you don't want to come and help you all now, we are right here. That night, Lazarus died. And more the Jews kept coming. Because Bethany was near unto Jerusalem. About 15 furlongs. Close to 2 miles. So they was coming all over. The news spread quickly. And Lazarus was a well-known person. People had more confidence in his transcription of the scrolls. Amen. He used to make sure he get every comma and punctuation mark just right. Amen. Glory. So it was coming all over. And they was talking about it. And I could hear many of them saying, I never believe in his doctrine. But he had a good spirit. He was a nice brother. He kind of went off in the end. But this false prophet, some Jesus of Nazareth, they follow him. He said, but you know, I still believe that hope for him. But his sisters and them. And what I can't understand is, they get disappointed. The brother died. And yet they wouldn't renounce this message. Hey, what is the matter with them? What else is it going to take for them to see they make a mistake in getting that message? Amen. Well, Jesus finishes meetings. And you know, the devil sort of give Martha and Mary mind battles. You know, because the devil sort of bombard them with everything. He said, look at the Roman centurion. He didn't go. He just spoke the word. Look at the nobleman's son. He spoke the word. Look at Elisha in the Bible. Give his servant the staff. He could have set a prayer cloth. He could have do something. But they didn't understand it. And they wasn't going to say nothing that they didn't understand. Amen. They held a peace. And they kept trying to shoot them birds and making a nest in the air. Amen.
Amen.
We will understand it better by and by. Trials darken every hand. And we cannot understand how he leads us to that blessed promised land. But he'll guide us with his eye. And we'll follow till we die. Amen. They didn't understand, but they was going to believe anyhow. So, you know, it was a very sorrowful time. The parents had died many years, and the two sisters and the brother grew up very close. So they were just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing, especially Mary. She was taking it real hard. Martha was trying, the elder one, was trying to hold things together. Well, here was Jesus now. 4 days had passed. And he finished his meetings. And then he told the disciples, let's go and wake Lazarus. Our friend Lazarus sleepeth. But I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. The time was right. He was under the power of the vision. He had his confirmation. I must leave now. I must begin my journey to raise up the sleeping saints. Amen. Hallelujah. The time for action has come. Glory. I got some of my living ones. They're going through a dark hour. They're going through a persecution by this religious system. But I must go now. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He was coming. He was coming walking. The word himself. Under the power of a vision. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes,
nothing could hold Lazarus in that grave. Prophet said, if God show me, he's going to raise George Washington. I invite the world to see it. Hallelujah. So Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, all 7 seals. Hallelujah. Oh, the headstone. The Messiah himself was coming walking. I could see him. He was walking, coming. Walking. The word for the hour. Glory!
under the power of the vision. And while he's talking, the disciples, they wasn't getting it. They was in the humanistic realm. But he was in the realm of the vision. The highest realm you could be in. The direct word. He knew he was the resurrection. Because watch how he is revealing himself. In St. John 10, he started. The healing revival was finished. He had attracted the people's attention. Now the voice of the sign was speaking. And in St. John 10, he said, I and my Father is one. He began to preach oneness. Hallelujah! In St. John 11, I am the resurrection, the life. In St. John 12, I am the corn of wheat. In St. John 13, I am the unleavened bread. In St. John 14, he that seen me hath seen the Father. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Hallelujah! The Word himself was walking. Come in. He knew he was the corn of wheat. Adam was the first corn of wheat in the image and likeness of God. And here was the last Adam. Here was the second Adam. Come walking. Amen. The first fruits. One who was in the image. The Word that became flesh. The principal team of the entire Bible. Hallelujah! Living Word. He knew the seed had come back to seed. Nobody from Adam could preach a wheat age. But Jesus said, I am the corn of wheat. Hallelujah! I am the entirety of the Word. I am the entirety of the life. Hallelujah! He knew who he was. He was coming, walking under the power of the vision. It was the hour for the resurrection of the sleeping bride. Glory! And Thomas says, Lord, well, you know, Lazarus really does work hard. We shouldn't wake him up. We should let him sleep. Because if he sleep, he do good. I mean, they wanted some scrolls of Isaiah the other day. And Isaiah is 66 chapters. They wanted 7 scrolls. And he had to do them 7 transcriptions. I mean, he was turning night into day. So I think, you know, we shouldn't wake him. So the word had to drop down a little bit to their level. He said, he's dead. That's why the rider came in the night in the meeting. That is why the rider came in the night. And that's the message he brought. He was sick unto the point of death. But in the vision, while he was telling me it, I saw the vision. Amen! So I know that he's going to be raised now. And that's where I'm going. And in that hour, it didn't say how Mary, Martha heard it. It just said she heard Jesus was coming. Hallelujah! She just heard a voice proclaiming a message in that dark hour. They're going through a hard time. And she heard a voice in Jesus. Is coming, the coming of the Lord. A voice was speaking that seven seal mystery. Had to be 7 voices as one loud blast of thunder revealing the coming of Jesus. It didn't say the Pharisees heard it. It didn't say the Sadducees heard it. It said Martha heard Jesus was coming. Why did Martha hear it? Because the living saints, them sister churches, Martha and Mary, was blood relation. There was kinfolks to the sleeping saints. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. They all was in the same section of the book. Hallelujah! Part of the family in heaven and on earth that's called by his name. Thank you, Jesus. So Martha heard the message. Jesus was coming. Then that message of his coming, it brought such a faith, an expectation. It lifted up out of a gloom. Arise and shine. Thy light is come. Well, in that dark hour, rise out of your depression. Rise out of your gloom. Amen. No wonder he said, seven thunders will give their bride faith. It will lift up. Hallelujah. Gather them. Because all that time, they were sitting on the mourner's bench. And just crying. Why this have to happen to us? Look how much other people it could have happened to. We need our brother. Why do we have to go through these kind of trials? We already lost our mother and father. Amen. We're going through a hard time. But that message of his presence, of his coming, what did it do? It brought new hope in the darkest hour. She had only heard. She didn't see it. She only heard. But what she heard was enough to begin to bring her out. Hallelujah. But if you hear it, you will see it. He will bring you to a place to give you a personal experience of what you hear. That you can have an experience of I know. Hallelujah. He had put them on an ash heap. A testing time. A dark time, a trial. But it's only to give them a testimony of I know. Hallelujah. My. And the Bible said, she went out and met Jesus in a certain place. Hallelujah. He had come. He was on the scene. He had come for a resurrection. But he didn't raise up the sleeping saints yet. He had to come to the living ones first. But if the living ones have to meet him, they can't meet him back there in that denomination with all them skeptics. He had to call them out. They have to go out into a certain place. Hallelujah! Where they're going to see by experience and know firsthand what the voice said when it said Jesus was coming. And Malachi 4:5, Revelation 10:7, he was announcing something. A greater than Solomon is here. There's a man here that can turn on the light, the flashing red light of the sign of his coming. Hallelujah. He was announcing something. But what something? She went out and she met him in a certain place. And in that place, she began to see in reality form what she had heard. She was coming into personal contact. The prophet says, the teaching is fine, but don't do it. Moses, he said Moses knew who he was. He was born a proper child. He knew the time of the promise. Amen. He knew that them children of Israel, God is going to deliver them. And he went and tried to do it. And he couldn't do it. The first upset come along. He ran for his life in the wilderness because he had no absolute. Hallelujah! He didn't meet the God who gave the promise. He only had the teaching his mother gave him. But when he met the pillar of fire, it became alive. He had an absolute. He wasn't running no more. He went and said, let my people go. Hallelujah! He had personal contact. He spoke to something that could speak back to him. He says that no church can truly thrive until the supernatural is made known among them people, that they see something they can talk to and will talk back to them. Hallelujah! And this little sister church who had believed the message of Elijah at the end of the Old Testament, when he introduced the lamb with seven horns and seven eyes. Hallelujah! The word himself. Glory! Those sister churches was identified with the message of the Son of Man that Elijah had revealed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory. So then here in this certain place, her partial realization was going to come, become a perfect realization. What she know in part, there'll be a resurrection the last day. Hey, my brother's a good boy. He loved the Lord. Surely he will rise at the last day. Amen. What she had known in part, what she was going to know it perfectly. That would be what was in part was to be done away, because the perfect had come. Amen. The Word himself was coming, was on the scene, and her realization, her revelation of him was going to be in the present tense. Because when he came, he said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. She was going to know the I am in that certain place where she's going to meet with him, where she's going to recognize that he was on the scene, and she will know the purpose, what he came for. Amen. Because first she heard he was coming, then she saw he had come, then she understood the purpose why he came. But she had first to step out from among the bunch of mourners before her revelation could go beyond Jesus' coming. The Pentecostal saying Jesus is coming. The Baptist is saying Jesus is coming. But Martha knew he had come. Hallelujah! When she went in that place, she knew he was here, and he spoke to her. Her revelation was unfolding. And while that sister church was in the presence of the voice of the resurrection, the same voice that was revealing the mystery to that sister church would later on bring up the sleeping saints. The same voice. But at that season, he was revealing himself and the purpose why he came. Then that revelation will take them to the manifestation. Hallelujah! And here was Martha getting connected right. The same word that Elijah revealed. It's not just a healer. It's not just a provider. It's not just a deliverer. He is the resurrection. He is the life also.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And while she was in that atmosphere, in that presence of the headstone, making known that mystery, first the voice announces coming, seven thunders, all the mystery of his coming. I unfolded into something else. Another phase revealing what he came for. The resurrection and the life. And the message had gathered the living ones He was pulling them out of the gloom, bringing them into a certain place, the only provided place, to give them resurrection faith.
Hallelujah.
To give them a personal experience, to bring them to a perfect realization.
Yes, sir.
And then back in the home, here was Mary. She was sitting on the air. Oh, she was crying. She didn't move out in time. She heard Jesus was coming too, but she couldn't put it together right. She didn't know what was going on. So she was crying. Oh, give me another napkin. Blowing her nose. Oh, she was just sobbing away. Oh, she was couldn't control herself no more. Getting all emotional and tore up. And Martha was under the presence. Hallelujah. Martha was on holy ground. Glory! Martha was taken up in the mystery of the seventh seal. Hallelujah! Martha was hearing something, saying, "Thy brother shall rise again." Glory be to God. Believest thou this? Two sister churches in the same hour. But look at the behavior. One among the bunch of mourners, only crying, sad, depressed, gloomy. And the other one saying, "Lord, even now, Jesus." Hallelujah! Even now. Why? Because one of them was in the only provided place where you're going to meet with him after he come and before the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
And in that place where Martha met him, she began to realize, it is the truth. I know he's here. He has come. I saw him with my own eyes. I touch him. He talked back to me. I talked to him. And personal contact. Nobody can explain it away no more. And he revealed to me why he has come. He's under the power of a vision. It's time for the sleeping saints to rise. And the word that came, the Lord himself, who descended from heaven, has come to bring up the sleeping saints. Glory! And God, in this hour, is bringing them sister churches. Some that's coming before some. But all who are then to come will come. Hallelujah! Glory! And here was Martha. Oh, she was bursting with the revelation. All stimulated. She ran back home. And when she ran back home, she saw all them Pharisees and Sadducees. You know, they're praying. They're praying for Mary. Oh, Lord, help her, Lord. Amen. So Martha went in quickly. Amen. She knew that message wasn't to be given there among that bunch. So she said, "Mary, ask an excuse. Amen. Come aside a little bit." She said, "The master is come and call it for thee." Hallelujah! The master is come and call it for thee. Oh my! Mary carried a box of napkins. But she strapped on her sandals and she goes out the door. She was moving away from the mourners. Hallelujah! She was heading. Something struck her heart. She had heard Jesus was coming, but never moved her. But when she heard the master's come from a sister church who saw her, who saw him, amen! The master's come and call it for thee. He calling for you, Mary. Hallelujah! He's come for resurrection. He's already here. And there's the only provided place where you're going to meet him. Give you resurrection faith. Hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
Glory!
You
see, Martha was lifted up in a higher bracket of faith. Her faith was lifted up to a higher level, where she saw him in the present tense. So she had to speak to her sister of him whom she met in the present tense, because she was a witness with a true testimony of I know, I have seen, I have heard, I have looked upon the word which was from the beginning. Hallelujah! Amen. And she began to tell Martha, Mary rather. I could see Mary. Oh, she said, is it true, Martha? She said, come on now, honey. You dry your tears. He said, the master told me, in the Prince of the House of David, that little book, it says Martha, when she went home, she began to make up the bed quickly. Because Jesus used to live with them. And she began to make up, you know, the room. Lazarus' room. So Mary says, wait, what are you doing? Is the master going to come and stay in here? I thought he stays in that room. Because you always say you like the view on that side. She said, no. He told me he will not come under this lintel of this roof until Lazarus come by his side. Amen! Hallelujah! When the revelation struck Mary's heart, amen, and she knew he came for the purpose of raising the sleeping bride. And he began to reveal himself to the living saints, who is kinfolk, blood relation, to the sleeping ones. They're all part of a family in Christ. Amen. Glory. And if you notice Mary went in the same place. When she heard Martha's confession of the seventh seal, the master is come. Amen. He's here. I have seen the Lord. Amen. She had to confess her revelation. Amen. And under that revelation of the coming of the Lord, revealing he's already come, and revealing the purpose he has come for, and revealing where you can meet him in the hour before the resurrection. Mary went out, came in the same place, and she was not disappointed. She had the same experience with the same word and behaved the same way in the same place. Hallelujah!
Amen.
She met him in the same place, and under the same word, she behaved the same way. She fell down. Say, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not die. Amen. She wasn't impersonating. She wasn't make-believing. The elect was behaving the same way, under the same message. Amen. And now them sister churches, the living bride, what is the shout for? To gather the living bride together.
Yes, sir.
Now their head and the body was being united. The headstone who had come, who was on the scene,
was united with the living bride. Amen. And he in their midst, his presence amongst them, they in the same channel with him, he under the power of the vision, and they under the power of the revelation. The same faith that the vision inspired to him, he imparted to them, giving them the same faith, giving them the same expectations as he revealed to them the program of God for that hour. They knew what the program of God was. And the prophet said, the revelation is just as good as the vision, because there's no higher order than the word. They didn't see the vision, but he spoke to them, and they get a revelation of why he came. But he, under the power of the vision, and then the power of the revelation, they begin to come into harmony. The head and the body was in harmony. Hallelujah! United, walking down together to the last trumpet, when the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Hallelujah! And they had a revelation that he was the voice of the archangel. He was the resurrection and the life. Amen. Amen. So look in St. John 11. It took the spiritual mind of a prophet to break into the supernatural element that laid in the scripture and begin to open up a hidden revelation of the coming of the Lord that laid in St. John 11. You see, the seventh seal had opened, and nobody in the world knew what it was. Close to 5 billion that time. But one man, one single solitary man on the earth, knew that the master had come. Knew he was on the scene. Knew the end of time seal had started. Hallelujah! And he was carrying that revelation in his heart. The great secret that was in the back part of God's mind, that angels, nobody knew, was in the heart of the prophet. Hallelujah! The only man on the planet, in that hour, knew that there was one standing among you. Hallelujah! Who can baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire?
Amen.
And he had to begin to bring it forth to the church. And here in a message, then Jesus came and called Brother Branham with his great revelation of the seventh seal burning in his heart. He began to identify the presence of Jesus Christ, the Lord who had descended to open them seals among the people. And he was speaking, saying the flashing red light of the sign of his coming. Amen. And there was an understanding. He said, greater than Solomon is here. Amen. He's saying the one who designed the church, the chief engineer. Amen. The man from General Motors, dressed in the power of his resurrection. He said, there's a man here, the chief engineer, that can turn on the light. And they wasn't getting it. They wasn't understanding. Then in February 1964, he started in California, on the West Coast, preaching a message. Then Jesus came and called. And it's my purpose of being here is to try to help the people of God not in so much as to pray and lay hands on the sick, but that they might recognize Jesus Christ in our midst, the Son of God in our midst. He said, we are speaking tonight on this subject. Then Jesus came and called. And he went to St. John 11 and showed that Martha and Mary, they had come to a dark hour. The moon had blacked out. Laodicea was blacked out. Gross darkness upon the people. Amen. But the Master was here on the scene to bring new hope to his believing church. The hour of the resurrection was at hand. And the prophet, in a way that God gave him, to take the scripture and speak it in a certain way and blind some and open some eyes, was speaking the revelation, because Satan was trying to get a hold of it. Hallelujah. And he was speaking it in a certain way. He said a certain qualified group will receive the message in a certain way. He said Jesus knew the word a certain way, and the prophet knew it a certain way, and he was saying it a certain way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And he said them shepherds will find the revelation, and when they find it, they will know the Messiah is on the earth now.
Amen,
amen. Because he was here. He said, I'm going to say something here. It's not a doctrine. He said, but I'm prophesying. You know what happened? It's going to come to a place soon. Mark my word. All denominations are going to have to join the ecumenical council. If they don't, they can't have the support of the council. Therefore, there'll be a boycott. And nobody can go to these churches or to any churches unless you have a mark from your own church. You cannot buy or sell. You see, it's just as it was. So it's going to be again a mark unto the beast. And the church, they are realizing that. Spiritual people. He was showing the darkness that was coming down. Amen. He said, isn't it strange that right in the darkest hour, Jesus comes along and said, don't get scared. I'm still with you. I'm here to manifest my word. As he was then, so is he now. He said he would do that. Oh my, the Master has come and has called for us. He said, you may be in the darkest hour, but remember, the Master has come and has called for you. He has come and has called for you. The promise of this age, he promised he would be here. The things that he did, he would do again. And now the Master has come and calls for you. And he prays, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, let it happen again. All these things I've said, Jesus has come and calls for thee. What does he do when he comes? He calls, let it happen again, Lord. Amen. He said, do you believe he has come? He asked the question and he answers it himself. He said, he has. And does he still call when he comes? Amen. Glory. Then he went all the way to Florida. Amen. Tampa, Florida. Still bringing that revelation. And about the Master being here, preaching the coming of the Lord, gathering the living saints. Which part of the Bible Brother Bram could use to interpret that the shout is to gather the living saints? He made a statement. We all believe it. But he said, that's my commission, to stay with the word. I am commissioned to preach the Bible only. Amen. I want to show you in St. John 11 is where God revealed to him where that great threefold mystery of his coming is, and where he was able to say what happens under each fold according to the Bible. And that every time the Son of Man comes, he comes three times. Comes to Abraham. Then he comes to Abraham natural seed. Then he comes to Abraham royal seed. Three times. In the beginning of the Bible. In the middle of the Bible. And the end of the Bible. And every time Son of Man comes, it ends with a resurrection. Amen. Abraham and Sarah was changed and come back young. When he came to Abraham natural seed, he opened the seven seals. St. Matthew 24. After the healing revival. Amen. That was the shout. Opening the seals. Then the public crucifixion. Crowd a loud voice. Raise the sleeping saints. Not all the saints. Many of the saints that slept, the overcomers in the Old Testament. Amen. The bright type showing, not all the dead will raise in this resurrection, but only the dead in Christ. Amen. And then the trump, he took them off the earth into heaven. Amen. Glory. Amen. So watch and see. Then it comes to Abraham, not royal seed. In the last days. Revelation 10. 1 Thessalonians 4. That is coming. Not to Abraham. Not to Abraham natural seed. Abraham royal seed. A son of man. Revelation 10, 1 to 7. Son of Man being revealed. Amen. And when those seven seals open, was a message. It's going to end the resurrection too. Amen. The shout gathers the bride. The voice raises the sleeping dead. And the trump takes us to the wedding supper. Amen. Every time he comes, he came with a sign to Abraham. Discern Sarah's heart. Then the voice of the sign, shall I hide these things from Abraham, showing the Gentile world being burned with fire, told him about the coming of the promised son, showing that he'll come back young, opening the seals to Abraham, a shout, amen, the voice, I will return according to the time of life, amen. Sarah, you'll have to change to bring forth the promised son. Amen. Glory. Every time Son of Man is revealed, in the middle of the Bible, in the beginning of the Bible, in the end of the Bible, and then also in St. John 11, in that dark hour, when Martha and they heard Jesus was coming, the first thing he did, he had to reveal he was here. He had to identify himself. Why he came. He was gathering the living bride. Amen. They was meeting him in an only provided place before the resurrection. Amen. Because St. John 11 also ends with a resurrection. The coming of Jesus and the prophet, a spiritual mind, move into the Bible and begin to show what the shout does, what the voice does. And he said the same voice that raised Lazarus out of St. John 11, he puts it in 1 Thessalonians 4. between the coming of Jesus and the raising of the sleeping saints.
Yes,
and the prophet in 1964, not preaching the resurrection part. He left that for the rapture. He brings St. John 11 as the voice that calls Lazarus. But then Jesus came and called. He was bringing the first foal. He's calling for you, he says. The master is come and is gathering you together. He's calling for you. Amen. Jesus does all three things. When he comes, he called the living bride. He raised the sleeping dead. Hallelujah. First, they had to unite with the word. Martha unite with the word. Is that right? Then she went and unite with her sister. They started to unite with one another. After they unite with the word, then they went to the grave and they unite with the resurrected saints. It was a deeper uniting all the time. Hallelujah! But here we are seeing from the coming of Jesus, 1963, when seven thunders announced his coming, the master is come, the seventh seal broke. Right down to the resurrection of the sleeping bride, the experiences of the living saints in that hour is being revealed out of St. John 11, showing what the experience is from 1963 to the resurrection. Amen! How they're coming into resurrection faith. How he's transmitting the revelation and bringing them into a union with him, because he and them together will bring up the sleeping ones.
Amen.
He had come to cap the pyramid of their lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So in Florida, all the way to the East Coast, he said the master's come as he has promised and is calling for his believing children to recognize him in his word being made manifest. This is the darkest hour the church has ever seen. Then he goes on speaking again about the World Council of Churches. Amen. It's a dark hour, but he says then Jesus came, recognizing the message, page 41, he says the king message. Let's recognize it, friends, for we are called to gather together for the sounding of the last trumpet, for the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more. He said the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. That's the last trumpet now. And when the morning breaks, eternal bright and fair. Amen. He said, what are we waiting for? When the trumpet, that last one, the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. Just broke into eternity. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye. Broken systems. He preached the night. After he preached the morning. And recognizing the day. And as he gets into his prayer, he says, and if anything should happen, that one of you may slip beyond the veil now, just remember, it's only a few hours of sleep and rest until we meet. Remember that they which are alive and remain shall not hinder those which are sleeping. For the trump of God, that last trumpet, he said the sixth one has just sounded, and that last trumpet, like the last seal, will be the coming of the Lord. It shall song, and our dead in Christ shall rise first. Just resting till that time, and going beyond the camp. He says, oh, how thankful we are for all God's great blessings. May continue to be with us until that last trumpet blows. And you know, we'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Think of it. Missing people. They can't see you no more. As we said this morning, it's already started. Amen. Glory. He said, but you are getting together with the rest of the group. They which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or hinder those which are asleep. Not dead. No. Christians don't die. Amen. They are just taking a little rest. That's all. And the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall arise, appear to many. And all at once, you happen to stand and look. Well, there's my brother. And you know, it ain't going to be too long. In a few minutes, we'll be changed. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. And together with them, be missing on the earth. Leap over a wall from natural. Supernatural and jump over a troop, the troop of death. Hallelujah! Into the wedding supper.
Amen.
What was happening? The prophet had the mystery in his heart of that resurrection seal, that Easter seal, and he saw what the experiences of the living bride would be. And he took the scripture and told us before we were even called, while we were still among the bunch of mourners, making mournful songs. Amen. Glory. He was telling us we are going to be gathered in a certain place, receive resurrection faith. We who are alive and remain until Jesus comes, we'll know he is come, because he'll call for us and he will be with us, walking with us in our midst, taking us to the resurrection. Jesus in the vision had seen he had to be standing in a certain place. So he said, where have you laid him? Because in the vision he had to be by the tomb. Amen. And he said, Master, come and see. And here was the word who had come, identified amongst them. Watch it now. And is walking unto the resurrection. The living bride who he gathered together, and he in the midst, the headship, the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself, the person of Christ. Hallelujah! Walking down to the resurrection. And the church, under that atmosphere, coming down to that last fold, where the dead would come from the grave. Amen! And while they reached there, he says, roll back the stone. And the same church that was anointed in one season, that went out in end time evangelism, calling the other sister churches, was now slipping back and dropping out of the atmosphere of perfect faith and losing the vision of the purpose he had come for. And she said, Lord, by this time he stinketh. She had dropped back down in the humanistic realm. But watch the word in the midst. So back up and pick her back on the expectation. Said it's not I unto you. If you believe, He was put into remembrance of what he spoke. Amen. To her before. If you believe, you would see the glory of God. He rubbed away the make-believe. Amen. And kept in an atmosphere of perfect faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How many times we slip out? And you see the minister walk in the pulpit. Put you back in remembrance. Lift your faith back up. Keep you under expectation. It's going to happen. Amen. So look. That resurrection had not yet taken place. But Jesus had already come. And the living bride was being gathered together in this dimension. And Lazarus, his body was in the grave, but Lazarus, who was in the body, which was in the grave, was in another dimension. Because when Jesus called, he didn't call the body, he called Lazarus. Lazarus! Glory! Then the voice of the Creator called the sleeping saints. He picked up his body and came out of the tomb and was united with the living bride on the earth in this dimension. Glory! Then the sleeping bride begin to see the living bride, and the living bride begin to see the resurrected ones right around them. What a horror! And right here in the Bible, in a little story, in a simple drama, God laid out, showing us the hour that we are coming to. We are walking with him this evening, walking down to the resurrection, the Word himself in our midst. We in harmony with him, walking under his headship, walking with the revelation, knowing he's here, knowing what he has come for, knowing where he's taking us. Hallelujah! Soon we'll see them sleeping ones when that voice calls them from that dimension and bring them back, that we can embrace them together. Hallelujah! The Master is come and he calls for thee. We can meet with him. I believe we are meeting with him. I believe we have been meeting with him. Let us recognize it, friends. This is the hour. Amen. The time has come. It's a junction time. A time of change. The beat is changing. Something is happening. May we not miss it, but may we perceive the change at this junction time. Amen. Blessed and holy is he who see the Lord, who know he's here, who meet him in that place, who know they're walking with him, going to the resurrection. Let us stand to our feet. Oh, let us praise him. Give him glory. Give him honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. How we rejoice in your presence. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. Thank you for healing the voice. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the faith of the people. Oh, thank you for your love and your promise. May you just continue to bless us and take us, Lord, in a greater faith. Oh, hallelujah. May you grant it, Father. We praise you and give you glory. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus says, yeah, it's morning. We are going home in the morning for the...
Don't you love him tonight?
He's
such a wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah.